Because a lot of people, you know, will disagree with me on this. You know, and they'll say, no, the Jews, it's just the fact that they're a Jew. You know, they're it's just a nationality, and they're God's people. And many people today believe that just because they're Jews, I mean, people who claim to be Jews, we don't even have the genealogy to prove it, but people who claim to be Jews, you know, the Adam Sandlers of this world. You know, help me out. David Lee Roth, thank you. You know, David Lee Roth, the singer of Van Halen, you know, he's one of God's chosen people, right? Wrong. But you know, 99% of Baptist churches will tell you that, you know, David Lee Roth is one of the God's chosen people. God will bless those that bless him, curse those that curse him. You know, the Three Stooges, for example.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, is he a Jew? Okay, well, yeah. So Howard Stern, this is all about Howard Stern. And in fact, whole sections of the Bible are written to Howard Stern, especially Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. You know, I mean, does anybody else think that this is ridiculous? Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's nonsense. It's a false doctrine. But there are people today who have been corrupted with a lot of false doctrine. They didn't get it from reading the Bible, because if you read the New Testament, okay, it says over and over and over again. Like, for example, John the Baptist, he said, "Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, Howard Stern." Listen, Captain Kirk and Spock. You know, "Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham," Steven Spielberg. "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree," are you listening, Jerry Seinfeld? Are you listening, Richard Dreyfuss? "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." He said, "Don't tell me Abraham's your father." In John chapter 8, they said, "Abraham's our father." He said, "Nope. If Abraham were your father, you would do the works of Abraham. You are of your father, the devil." Okay? So don't tell me that these people, oh, they're still God's chosen people. They're still the chosen people. Wrong. Look, anybody who does not believe in Jesus Christ has God's wrath abiding on them. It's that simple. I mean, the Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." And let me tell you something. That was spoken unto Jews. That was John the Baptist preaching unto the Jews and the Pharisees, telling them, "You don't believe in Jesus Christ, God's wrath is upon you, not his blessing." But today people say, "Oh, God's blessing over there in Israel." Okay, do they believe in Christ?
No.
They believe in the name of the Son of God?
No.
Then how can we believe that God's blessing is on them unless we just ignore the New Testament? You know, we need to. People are stuck in the Old Testament. Okay, let me ask you this. Were the Jews God's chosen people in the Old Testament? Yeah. Yes. Are we living in the Old Testament?
No.
No. And he told them, "The kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof." And so we can't sit there and just, you know, you're living in the past. You know, you need to get on board with the New Testament. The Bible says that we as believers of all nations, of all kindreds, he said, we are the holy nation now. We are the peculiar people. We are God's chosen people. We are the elect. Okay, the Bible says, you know, whether you're Jew or Gentile, bond or free, Scythian, whatever. He said, you're the elect of God. You know, if you've put on Christ, you're the elect of God. Okay, so that's what it means when he's talking. Where did I even turn? Esther 8?
Yeah.
Okay, look at Esther 8. It says in verse 17, just to prove to you that what I'm saying is true. It says, "And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them." So let me ask this. If you can become a Jew, then is this a racial thing that we're seeing in the book of Esther? You know, and people, basically, if you preach against the false religion of Judaism, people will call you a racist. This is not a race. This has nothing to do with race. Okay? This has to do with religion. And that's why the Bible talks about people becoming Jews. Romans 2 says, "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. And he's speaking to Gentiles, saying we're the circumcision. Okay? We are the chosen people. We are the elect. We are the holy nation. We're the peculiar people. Yet we have people that think that unbelieving Israel are God's chosen people. It's a false doctrine.